Hi, welcome to Reptile Discoveries. I'm your host, Simon. How is everyone? Hopefully everyone had a brilliant week. And let's start the show off, shall we? If you don't know much about me, I'm a host. I found Reptile Discoveries back in 2001, and we do events and loads of other stuff as well. I've got a lot of reptiles, loads of spiders and everything. So welcome to the show, and let's get started. A lot of people say that they're scared of spiders, scorpions, stuff like that. Trust me, when you come to my events, you be holding them. I can guarantee it. If you're interested, go to our Facebook page, Reptile Discoveries. Just send us a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. This year's events, what we're going to do, we're going to start asking people if we do home visits, if they want to have a chance to jump on the podcast and give us their response on how they feel or after. Let me start again. We're going to start asking people if they're happy enough, if they want to do want to come on to the podcast, give people a chance to do that, and give their experience and if they were scared and stuff like that, so people can have that chance to be on a podcast. Not a lot of people know how to do podcasts, so this is my opportunity to do a little bit more as well. I have spoken to people back in 2022 and there's a lot of people that are interested. There's about 10% that isn't. We have got a lot more entertainment for you guys this year as well. I'm looking into backdrop drops where people take photos and in the background it will have Reptile Discoveries in it. Quite a promotion, eh? Guys, go and check out our social medias. We're on TikTok, Clapper, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're on everything. Whatever platform you're on, go and check us out. We're even on Discord and Twitch as well. Guys, let us know what you think of our new Spiced Up podcast. I think it's amazing now. Guys, after this song, we're going to talk about like do's and don'ts with animals. The experiences that I've seen. It's not very nice. I can't believe how busy we have been, and there's a lot of interest in our reptiles as well, with four people doing the events. The events, what we're doing at the moment is birthday parties, and house visits. So yes, guys, there is so much more what we've got going on, and yeah. Sorry, guys, if I'm quiet. Someone's just messaged me something completely random. If I want snakes and that, obviously I'm overcrowded with animals, so I can't. And all I can say, guys, is thank you so much for popping on and giving us support and everything else. All I can say, yeah, should we stick next song on? What we're gonna have? I don't really know much. Let's stick on a now. That's what I call 22. Sorry, guys.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
So, guys, I'm gonna stick loads of random music on. Just let it go with the flow. Right, do's and don'ts with animals. Obviously, I've seen people on TikTok Live where they get, where they've got a brand new spider. They're so excited to show it and what they've done. Not mentioning no name. Getting a screwdriver and just tapping it on the backside of the tarantula and getting it to move there. So, wow, no, 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 no. You don't do that. Definitely. What you do, you get a paintbrush or a makeup brush and you slowly tap them very gently on the bum beyond this tarantula. And that's what, how it gets them to move. You do not use a tarantula, knife, fork, stuff like that. How stupid can you be?
Think I ain't ready, you stupid. If they want a battle, I'm ready for war. I come from the struggle and love.
And sorry guys, I've just heard the smiling faces. We stick St. House on what's appropriate. And yeah, I'm seeing this quite a lot often, and this is why I'm not people's lives as much as I used to be, because I'm fed up keeping seeing it.
And the women tuck their hair like they're trying to prove it won't.
And there's another thing I've seen where people taping, like literally taping heat mats to the top of the vivariums.
The whole place is
How's the animal gonna get the heat from it? The heat mats are for the, at the bottom of the enclosures. If you want something up there, use heat bulbs. Yes, they're a little bit more expensive for heating, but it's worth it for that animal. If you don't want to use that, you shouldn't have got that animal. I don't understand people. Like, do your research. If you're not sure, there's plenty of us reptile people out there.
Everyone is beautiful.
I've seen snakes in 2-foot vivariums. No, they need to be in, depending on the snake, if it's like a ball python, they need to be in a size 4-foot by 2-foot by 2-foot. There's a lot of question about this as well in the hobby. Do snakes go in tubs? Yes, they can, if you're breeding them. There's a lot of people out there do it. I've got them. I've got them in both vivariums and tough tracking system.
Anywhere
you won't hurt them. We've done a lot of moving around with the animals as well. I've rehoused a couple of spiders. They're going to be in their forever homes now, so you might have to scroll back quite far on Facebook, but it is there.
Damn.
A couple of my spuds will not be going on events. Sorry, guys. If they bite someone, they bite me, I'll be in a lot of trouble. I'll be vomiting and being in a lot of pain for 6 hours or more. And I don't want that. Looking for other people. Rex, number one hit in our events as well. Everyone loves him. And obviously Ben and Jerry, my two leopard geckos, everyone loves them as well. We do get a lot of support through everything what we do, which I love. Just stick on a little bit of jungle music so we can hear in the background. Here we go. That's a little bit of us now. Let's get into the mood of the reptiles. Just imagine, close your eyes. You're out in the jungle. Do not close your eyes if you're driving now, because that'd be so stupid and dangerous. And I'd probably end up getting sued. So please don't do it. I have got six snakes in the racking system. They're doing perfectly well. And the rest of the snakes are obviously in the enclosures. Now, I don't know what's going on. Right. Everyone knows that I breed my own food. Superworms, mealworms, cockroaches. Right. Because it's coming winter, I've got no idea that a lot of them dying off, and the room is really hot still. Is that a time of year? But in the winter, in the summer, that was thriving. And it was amazing to see. And all of a sudden, everything's dying off. I don't know why. Half of my colony has died off. Because last year I was doing really well. And all of a sudden, I've got no idea. One of them things, I guess. Guys, if you're interested in hearing other things, let us know on Facebook or any other social medias. I'll be interested to hear from you. I love this effect. Sounds like I'm going into a cave. But no, seriously, guys, like, there's a lot of things what people do what is so stupid that I've seen, and you can easily tell that people are not been looking up stuff. They're only looking up a minimum of stuff, then forgetting about it, so they can tell a shop, oh yeah, we've been doing this, we've been researching and all that, but it's not the way. And please, people, if you want a pet, it's not just for life, it's not just for Christmas, it's not just for your birthday, it's all the time. And I think people don't realize when you're researching about these animals that the one thing people, I think, forget to look at is the lifespan of an animal. Like, reptiles live for a very, very long time. And I don't think many people out there realize that. It's quite a shame, really. Boy, Sorry, guys. Or if a animal gets too big, and I can't have it anymore. Like, I would love to have a Burmese python. Someone offered me one not so long ago. I had to turn it down because I haven't got the room. If it was about 6 months ago, then yeah, I'll be happy enough to take it in. But now I haven't got the room. If I had it, I would have to re-sort out this reptile room. Guys, listen to the music. In a minute, someone's going to shout out. I want a McDonald's. Listen. It will be there in a minute. I keep hearing this sound quite a lot in the last 3 days. And that's all I can hear. But yes, guys, in the home visits, I am planning on doing a podcast and letting people come on, be a guest, and talk about their experience and everything else. If they was afraid, how they felt, and stuff like that. So it's going to be a little bit more interesting. And I can get them to give me a review. If I was crap or if I was brilliant. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good stuff, positivity stuff that people have said about me. Which is very nice. Saying it's worth a while. It's a great experience. Stuff like that. I'm starting to really enjoy doing these podcast as well now, because last year, where I didn't have none of this effects, I started to get a little bit bored. Obviously, it was the first year doing them last year, so I think I've come very far. I looked on the line the other couple weeks ago, and before Christmas, obviously, because I do couple podcasts, one was in the top two, I was second, and the other one I was third. It can't be bad for a first year of making podcasts. So next year, a couple months into it, I'm going to check again and go from there. Hopefully I'll be number one. I'm not stopping doing these podcasts until I hit number one somewhere. But I know there's many of you out there that do love listening to me. Because you wouldn't be coming back. Trust me, guys. I've been watching every week. See how many people are watching or listening, shall I say. And it's great to see all of you guys coming in and listening to what I'm up to. What I've got planned, talking about the animals and stuff like that. Obviously, I've got this little enclosure, which I'm going to stick one of the spiders in eventually. But the only downside to it is it can't be its permanent home. That's the only downfall. Or in this enclosure, what I can actually do is stick my isopods in there. In your terms, would be isopods, would be pea bugs, wood lice, roly polies, stuff like that. So that way I can actually see what they're like, what they're doing, and stuff like that. So that's what I might actually do eventually. I'm sorry, guys. There's a lot of different things that I can do, but that's one of them. What I might do, I might actually do it after this podcast and all. I'm so glad that I'm doing a second year of the podcast. And hopefully we get a lot more people in, a lot more people that want to do it. And it's going to be exciting times. I don't know this year, like next Halloween, if I'm going to do a Halloween special. That's a question mark on that at the moment, because I need to find a couple more spooky things. And I know Brian from last year on Facebook, I know he said that he'd join us if he wanted to again, but I'm not too sure what I'm going to do yet. There's so many different things that we can do. I just want to change things around a little bit more. And that's a great thing with podcasts. You can always change the things around constantly and making them better. See if you like it, you don't like it. Obviously, quite a few months ago, months back, before I got all this new stuff, I started doing things on the computer, making sound effects, but it was a lot more hard work. And I couldn't be bothered. So now where I've got this is a lot more easier. And I forgot what I was going to say. I really did forget what I was going to say. It can't be that important. It's not long until I have to build I forgot what it's called. What's it called? Another racking system. I'm building another one because where I've got the tranquilizers, a lot of them, I'm thinking about sticking in a racking system and doing it that way, because so I've got far too many and I can't keep buying proper tubs in that forum. So that's what I'm thinking about doing next year. I've never really built one, but I'm sure it's quite easy. I'm sure of it. I would rather do it. At least I can say that I've done it. And next year, what I'm planning on doing is building out in the back garden is having a vegetable patch to help the animals out. Some animals can have a veg, like the African land snails, what we've got, and the wood lice. They can have the leaves on it, so nothing goes to waste. And obviously for us, I mean, as well, so it's all win-win all around. This podcast is a lot weird to the other one, because obviously my other one is a live podcast, but I can't do any of this sound effects on it. I don't know why, but this one I can. So each podcast I do is completely different. It is nice though, don't get me wrong. Next year, we're in 2023, I am looking into going live in my car. Well, I've got a 6-hour journey every 2 months. What I'm thinking of doing is going live on Twitch. So please, guys, go and follow us on there. And where we'll be talking and doing different things and stuff like that. I am planning on as well doing a podcast. I don't know how I'm going to do this type of thing, because for 6 hours, that is a lot of talking and trying to remember things and stuff like that while I'm driving. But it's going to be different. Did you hear it? Someone actually said it. Do you want a McDonald's? My main goal out of this is to open up my shop one day, and it's not any shop, not like a pet shop. I would like to have one, but the main goal is to have a reptile zoo. That'd be the awesome thing to have. Plus, I still can do the events as well, and I can do the podcast there. If the room's big enough, I can host some events as well inside. Maybe even do some birthday parties there. In my head, if it was in my head, my brain don't stop at all. Always going. Non-stop. Which is a good thing. Guys, could you do what I could do? Wake up around 3:30, 3:45 every morning, going to work. Come home from work. Obviously, we ain't got a finish time because it's start till finish, the job. Deal with all the animals. Over 50 animals. A lot more. Make content during the day. Upload to all social medias. Well, most social medias every day. And photos. Thinking about your next thing for the next day and everything else. And do podcasts, live streams, talk to people. Promoting yourself. Stuff like that. Could you handle it? I know a lot of people who I've spoke to saying that they can't. And obviously when you're out handling the animals and you're doing long shifts, long hours, it's very hard to focus, because say if my big lizard Rex, everyone should know Rex by now, bites me, I could end up being sick, vomiting and stuff like that for hours at a time. So it is a little bit dangerous as well. So, yeah. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of concentration. Juggling reptile work life and social life, family life, all around, all the time. It's very, very hard work. But it's very rewarding. I'm planning on looking into cameras, so I've got an extra camera, so you guys can see me at different angles when I go live as well, so it's all different. Guys, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make a move, and thank you all for joining me, and I will hear from you, or talk to you next time, and remember, keep discovering more. Take it easy, guys, and remember, stay safe.